Hello, we're back. Welcome to Heroic Journeys, Leveling Up with Chantel and Tamara. We're excited to be back after COVID, and we've learned a lot of lessons and listened to a bunch of speakers and just been learning, and we want to share with you.
So we've gone through a little bit of a rebranding process. Those of you who followed us before remember our former name, Intuitive Conversations. But as we have gone through the last couple of years of COVID and we've been observing what's going on in the world, we've just been seeing so many changes happening and realizing that we are in a time of huge seismic shift in our human journey. And it just seemed like more and more we were talking about the need to level up. And Chantel, this has been like a great metaphor that you love in the gaming world.
Well, I just keep saying that, you know, wow, this and this happened to me. This was my challenge this week. And man, did I level up. You know?
Yeah.
It was like, I feel like my life is all trial and error. So I level up a lot.
Right. And at the same time, I mean, I think for all of us, right, it's been a leveling up by trial and error for most of our lives. And yet now it just seems like this is the time in our human history where we have a chance to do this mindfully, to actually make a choice to become the heroes of our own stories and to take the leveling up process into our own hands and do this mindfully. And so we felt like this was a chance for us to be involved in the process to support you in doing the leveling up. And so we are excited to do this little rebranding shift and really pivot in the direction of how do we level up our lives now when it's so important to do this so that we can be part of the great turning that's happening in our human family around the world. So some of the things that we've talked about and seen happening, especially with COVID, we saw lots of systems unraveling, lots of things that used to work, just not working anymore. And we have, if you're at all tapped into sort of the spiritual community, there's lots of talk about energetic shifts. Not something that we have a huge vocabulary for in Western culture, not something that we've even been raised to be aware of, how energy works. But more and more you hear this language around energetic shifts on the planet. And this is a quote from Kyle Cease, who's one of our sort of favorite go-to transformational speakers. And he says, this planet is evolving into a higher vibration of love, generosity, compassion, contribution. The more you get into sync with that vibration, the more life will see you as a collaborator in its evolution and give you the resources you need to make as big of an impact as you are willing to make.
I just love the energy of all of those words. Like, to me, it just means that we're like divinely guided and that at any time we can stop and ask for help and get help from our guides, from our angels, from source, whatever you want to call it. That help is always available, and we can tap into it just by being in a certain vibration. That we have the choice and we can do it. That's a huge thing that I didn't used to know I had any power. To know we have power is a huge turning point.
Yeah, for those who have followed us up until now, you know that empowerment has been a huge theme in our podcast. In our lives and in the things that interest us, we've been on our journeys of empowerment. And my journey involved a trip through cancer and cancer treatment, which really became a pivot point for me in recognizing how disempowered I was and how I had to really work to build a structure of power from the inside out, because growing up, that was not my conditioning. As an educator, that is not the conditioning in our system. And so in a lot of ways, we've been conditioned to give our power over. And that might have worked for much of our growing up lives because we were part of a society where we had structures that sort of had a shared understanding or a social contract around what we believed in and what we valued. And there was a sense that you could trust that the people running those systems had the larger interest in mind, we don't see that anymore. We see lots of power hungry people rising to the top, taking the levers of power and just running amok with them. And now at this point, it really is a mandate for us to learn how to accept and take responsibility for our own power.
Yeah, so it doesn't get siphoned away. Mm-hmm. And my past included being raised in a cult. It's very similar energy. Like, cult energy is not just in religion. It's in a lot of systems in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And just realizing we're thinking about Monsters, Inc. and how, you know, if you've seen the movie, how they use fear to, like, gather energy from the children. You can probably explain it better, but it's such a good metaphor for what we're trying to say.
Yeah. We encourage you to go watch the movie Monsters, Inc. through this lens of empowerment and leveling up, because it's such a good example of what change needs to happen at this time and what leveling up means. When you think about moving from energy and power structures that are based on fear and domination and moving towards power structures that are based on love and joy and connection, that movie is such a great example. And an example of just how we don't question some of the structures around us and how they've conditioned our thinking until all of a sudden something calls us, and maybe COVID was that call for so many of us, calls us out of the sleep or the trance to really step back and look at, you know, what are these structures that are running our lives and are they working anymore?
Yeah, and it's exciting to be able to create things that work better for us now. Yeah, a lot of the structures weren't working before, and now we almost have no choice. When, like, for example, the health system, you know, when we don't have enough doctors, right? Like, we as a community have to look to, you know, what are all of our options instead of putting all of our energy, our hope and faith in the experts, right? Like, we have to think outside the box in all different systems and find new ways to create the life we want.
That makes me think of something that if you've ever listened to Wayne Dyer or some of the other sort of motivational, inspirational speakers, that idea of the word crisis in, I don't know if it's Mandarin or Cantonese, but one of the Chinese languages has the characters for crisis include the one that means danger or challenge and the other one that is opportunity or turning point. And we have so many things, so many systems in crisis, and it is our turning point. And I like to call it the end of the era of the era of ego. And so we've had so many ego dominated structures running our lives, and now it's really more about vision, cooperation, intentions. Where do we want to go?
Yeah, and when things die out, they make this last big scream, right? And so we feel like
the last gasp, yes.
Yeah.
There's lots of ego energy running amok right now.
It's like they're desperate to regain the control they had, but with the internet having as much knowledge as we want available, it's kind of
yeah. But the impossible. Interesting thing is that this ego energy that is running amok, it's not succeeding in the way it used to. If you look at what's happening with Russia and the Ukraine, you know, the dominator country that invades and thinks they're going to have an easy time of it, just everything's going to fold in front of them and they're going to be the victor, and not so easy anymore, because in the new energies and the new era that we're moving into, those structures are not being supported in the way they used to. And it's like, you know, Einstein said, when you have a problem, you can't solve it at the level where it was created. And so in consciousness, we're being asked to level up and kind of look, rise to the next level where we can look down now at these issues and problems and say, oh, we have a whole new understanding now of how we can address these things.
Yeah, was it Einstein way back in the day that said something about, like, think of everything in terms of vibration, in terms of energy? Or was it Tesla? It was somebody who was
probably
just,
both of them. Yeah.
Yeah, like, when you think in terms of energy, in terms of vibration, like, there are so many more possibilities.
Yeah, and that takes me back to Monsters, Inc. again, because remember in the movie, once they discovered the energy of laughter and joy and spontaneity, how that just threw the energetic meter off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been conditioned into this low energy of fear and channeling our fears and giving our power over. And now, kind of in the desperation to hold on to these old systems of ego domination and power, we have people out there like Donald Trump and some of these other leaders who are channeling fears and pandering to everybody's fears. And that's not going to work anymore. It's not working. We're seeing through it.
We're seeing through the art of war, where there's like these two sides seemingly equal, the left and the right or whatever. And, you know, they're gearing them up to hate each other. Well, we're like, no, we're not hating each other. We're all about love. If the solution does not include the betterment of humanity and the planet, then we're not for that.
It's funny, you know, we have a generation. I'm looking at my children. They have no fear of things that I was conditioned to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
I remember growing up, the scariest movie I ever saw, and I don't know if I've ever watched it or even could watch it, The Exorcist, right? Terrifying. Mm-hmm. My daughter watched that movie and laughed herself sick over
it. My kids watch scary stuff too. I couldn't.
And then I have a son who is 19, and in a conversation just a week ago, he's like, Mom, you know, our generation is so different. Like, we were talking about gender identity and sexuality, and he was just saying it's just so self-evident to him, so obvious that people should just date who they love. Like, love is love. Why does it matter? Mm-hmm. And so we have generations coming in who see the world so differently.
There are revolutions across the globe, right, who are not afraid of social death, not afraid of death. They're just like, we're standing for this. And these power-hungry eco leaders, like, they're outnumbered.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. And just think of the possibilities and the joy and the opportunity that comes with making the choice that we get to shape our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We get to make the decisions, and we get to decide where we're going to put our energy. And I want to share this quote from Marianne Williamson, because I know this will be familiar to a lot of people, but I feel like this is the time where this quote is really driving us forward. This is where we want to go. She said, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." And to me, that just like captures what leveling up is all about. It's not just for us and managing our lives better. It is for our whole human family, and how connecting with our highest intentions and claiming our power, calling back our power, gives everyone else permission and just levels everyone else up.
And Brené Brown talks about that a lot too, about the vulnerability and about the joy, you know, like how that is a vulnerable thing for a lot of people to do, is to express joy.
Oh, yeah.
And think about the vibrational frequency of that. If everyone was joyful and excited and creating together as communities, what kind of a life that would be?
Isn't that actually takes me back again to Monsters, Inc.? Like, what was the motivation for the system in power to condition all of the monsters to believe that it was the energy of fear that they needed? Right? Somebody must have known that the energy of joy and laughter was that much more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And so it speaks again to me of just how we have been separated from our own power. And now it's time. We have the opportunity, and we can actually mindfully claim it.
And science is showing that too. how, you know, the vibration of joy is so much more powerful, or like a positive thought is more powerful than a negative thought. How going into your heart space and speaking from your heart, the vibrational frequencies of that can be measured now, and how it is like thousands of times more powerful than anything from up here, right? Like,
yeah, and that Stephen Covey, highly Seven Habits guy, said vision is stronger than baggage. And I love that quote, because we're going through a messy time. It's going to be messy. There's going to be some chaos. There's going to be things unraveling. But if we have a vision, that is our North Star. That is stronger than everything else that we're going to be seeing around us. It's just so easy to dwell on the fear, because that's where the media takes us. That's where people who want to control us take us. And so in our podcast, we want to support you in connecting with your highest intentions. We want to support you on your heroic journey. And in a subsequent podcast, we'll be talking about the framework of the hero's journey, which has been so influential in our lives. So we hope that you'll stick with us as we move forward into the new year and start connecting with intentions and reclaiming our power and leveling up.
Yes. I don't know what else there is to say about that. I mean, obviously a lot of things we could dive into, but this is pretty much just an overview of where we want to go.
So maybe in our next podcast, because we didn't think to introduce ourselves. So for those who are new to our podcast, next time around, we'll tell you a little bit about who we are, where we come from, why this has been such a focus and a passion for us. But until next time, remember
to be the hero of your own journey.